T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Entertainment Schmick, and it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody.
Congratulations to Jessica Simpson, who finally gave birth. And man, when you see the stats on her daughter Birdie Mae, you wonder if maybe she had the gestation of a giraffe. This poor baby, 10 pounds, 13 ounces. You say this poor baby. This poor Jessica, because she's like, what, 5'2" or something?
And she was, it was a scheduled C-section, too, I saw today. It's like, wouldn't you have made a call maybe to go a little earlier?
Well, see, here's the problem. As you have ultrasounds, the closer you get to your due date, the less accurate they are.
Got it.
There can be a wide swing. Like, when I had my son, they're like, oh, you need to be induced on your due date because this baby's going to be like 10 pounds.
Yeah.
And he was 8'10". Like, it wasn't, I cried and they're like, it's okay. 8'10" isn't a lot. I was like, no, I thought he was going to be a 10 pound baby. I'm so glad he's 8.
Imagine you crying over so it not weird. Being as large.
I know, right? Imagine that. So, yeah, 10 pounds, 13 ounces for Birdie Mae. Congratulations. I'm wondering if Jessica Simpson had gestational diabetes, as I'm, like, thinking out loud to myself. Because that's an awfully... I know that Jessica Simpson's husband is tall, but that's a large baby for, like, a woman who's barely over 5 feet tall. Online at Y98.com, we have so much stuff for you. We have the new trailer for Stranger Things. It gave Courtney goosebumps. We have another picture of Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers will make you feel so happy. We also have the greatest movies of the 90s. And I thought it would be fun to quiz the ultimate Hildebrander.
Yeah.
Lance Hildebrand. And see how many of these you've seen. Because out of the top 10,
all right,
I have seen 9.
So right, is Titanic the one you haven't seen?
Yep, Titanic is number 4 on the list.
All right. Okay. Well, Lance, you keep track of your own. I want to see how many I've seen.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Number 10. I'm not the Lion King. Have you seen it?
The animated one?
Yes.
Okay.
The other one's not out.
He's not going to let us know until the end.
Life is like a box of chocolates. Forrest Gump.
Those were the same year, weren't they? Or pretty close to one.
Yep. 94, 95.
He hasn't seen them, but he knows what year they came out. I don't have any quote for this because it's not funny. It's Schindler's List.
Oh, yeah.
Pulp Fiction is number 7. Toy Story is number 6. Home Alone, number 5. Titanic, number 4. Jurassic Park is number 3. A movie we just talked about this week. The star said you couldn't make it in today's world.
Pretty Woman.
And number 1, I think maybe our favorite 90s film.
Shawshank
Redemption. All right, Lance. Well, let's start. Courtney,
Andy
Dufresne. How many have you seen, Courtney?
8.
Okay, how about you, Kevin?
I was 10 for 10.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
8.
8?
I've seen 5.
Courtney, what haven't you seen?
The animated ones.
I haven't
seen Toy Story, I never saw, and Lion King.
Oh,
never saw, wow.
I saw Lion King at the Fox.
I haven't seen Toy Story or Schindler's List.
Oh, Schindler's List is so List. Good.
Wow. That's what I hear. I hear it's a bit of a downer, though.
No, it is, but it's so
powerful.
Yes.
Okay, so what were the 5 that you did see, Lance?
I only wrote down the ones I didn't see.
Of course you did.
Oh, okay, which ones?
There was one near the top that I'm trying to read my...
Shawshank, Pretty Woman, Jurassic Park.
Oh, okay. So The five I've not seen are, if I can read my writing, Schindler's List, Pulp Fiction, Toy Story, Jurassic Park, and Shawshank.
You haven't seen Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, the most... You haven't seen Shawshank?
Nope.
Oh, my God. Wow. You know what? It used to be funny. It's not anymore.
You're annoyed now?
Now it's serious. You're missing two incredible movies. Like, so many incredible...
Probably. I've seen Bachelor Party like 8 times.
Okay, well, that's a good one.
Yeah, you get a pass.
Tawny Katayan at her best.
There's a lot to choose from in that body of work.
Oh, that's my right. Gosh, yeah.
Adrian Zmed as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
let's not forget.
Sweet. I forgot about the Zmed.
Free TJ Hooker.
Ariana Grande, there's an email going around where you can download a bootleg copy of her Thank You Next album. Don't do it. It contains malware. It's a computer virus. Listen, between streaming and YouTube and the fact that songs are 99 cents on iTunes, there's no excuse anymore about downloading an album that may potentially have a virus. Come on. And then Lollapalooza this year. Ariana Grande is one of three headliners. Four headliners. Childish Gambino, The Strokes, and Tame Impala. All headlining Lollapalooza August 1st through 4th in Chicago. 21 Pilots will also be there. Chainsmokers and Casey Musgraves. Priyanka Chopra said that when Nick Jonas proposed, she wanted to make sure he knew that she couldn't cook.
I think up front, that's a good thing to do.
I feel like they would have known at that point, right? If you've been dating for that long.
I don't know. What
if he bailed? Priyanka Chopra was about to, and he's like,
sorry.
It takes.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
Wow. We maybe need to have a little rehearsal after.
I don't even say the words anymore. I just go, ha, ha, ha.
They're getting ready to wrap up Big Bang Theory, and so they're talking with the cast members, and they're kind of reminiscing about the start of the show. And the start of the show did not involve Kaley Cuoco. For the pilot, they had someone named Katie. That was the original character. She was played by Amanda Walsh. Kaley Cuoco auditioned for the role of Katie, but they said she was too young, so they didn't end up going with her. They went with this Amanda Walsh. Katie kind of tanked in the pilot because she wasn't as girl next door as they wanted her to be. So they reworked it. They changed the name of the character to Penny. Kaley Cuoco tried again. The rest is history. Wow. She said she loves saying that she didn't get the role the first time around because she was too young. Because she doesn't get to say that much anymore. But
now she's a gajillionaire.
Yeah, she really is. Mm-hmm. Gwen Stefani. I don't know about this. You give me your take. She and Blake Shelton are ready to get married. And Gwen is going to have her first marriage to Gavin Rossdale annulled by the church so she can marry Blake in the church and have it recognized.
So they're divorced, but it wasn't annulled. Is that correct? She and Gavin?
Yeah, I believe so. So, I mean, when you're married for like over a decade and have three kids together, what do you feel about that marriage being annulled?
I've been in that situation.
You have? Mm-hmm. You were married for over a decade? And
no, not a decade.
Gavin
Rossdale? I didn't have any kids, but I was married for, not married to Gavin Rossdale either, but married for, man, I gotta think, 5 years.
Who had it annulled?
Not me.
Yes. I worry more about these kids. Like, I don't know. What does that say to your kids?
What are you saying? Annulment means like that it
never existed, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
That in the eyes of the Catholic Church, right. So you're able to marry in the church again.
Mm-hmm.
So give me an example of an annulment where it is like, oh yeah, that should be an annulment.
I think that Renee Zellweger had her marriage annulled by the church to Jenny Chesney.
Because
she filed on the grounds of... Well, that was the big scandal when she got divorced because she filed on grounds of, like, deceit
or yes.
Yeah.
Some weird thing where it was like he didn't tell her the truth about some major thing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Big scandal.
Huh.
I don't know. Well, apparently nobody has an opinion about it, so we'll move on.
I think if it's something that, if it was a marriage that didn't last very long, I get it.
You get it, but this is for a long time.
When kids are involved.
I mean, a decade of marriage, you produce children.
I feel weird about it.
Yeah.
But it's not my life, so why do I care? All right, let's move on
it's her life.
Let's move on to The View. This is a new book, Ladies Who Punch, the explosive inside story of The View. And they talked to Jenny McCarthy about it, how much she hated her time on The View. She said in her 25 years of show business, it was the most miserable she's ever been on a job. And here's one of the reasons why. Whoopi Goldberg has in her contract that she's the sole moderator. And as Jenny McCarthy was on the show, Barbara Walters was in the process of like getting ready to retire. She was kind of being phased out. She was in her 80s. And every once in a while, she would ask Whoopi if she could moderate just for old time's sake. And Jenny said it broke her heart. Barbara would shuffle off to Whoopi and ask if she could moderate, and Whoopi would say no. She said Whoopi had an addiction to controlling people's thoughts, their words, the room, the table, your feelings, your mood.
Man.
Come on. I don't know.
She also said she probably had to change her clothes about 50 times because Barbara didn't like what she was wearing. And then there was another incident where there was something left floating in the bathroom. In the toilet, and Barbara said that Jenny needed to take care of it, and Jenny said, well,
it was a Barbie doll.
My aunt's not visiting. It's not mine. And Barbara was like yelling at her in front of guests, and finally Jenny was like, I'll take care of it.
Weird.
That's all I'm going to say.
On the whole Whoopi thing, if it's in her contract and she clearly is the moderator, don't you think it's weird if she's like, hey, what if I just moderated a few times? Like, no, it's obvious. It's Whoopi Goldberg.
But it's Barbara Walters.
Yeah.
I mean, she's kind of like legendary.
It.
You have to, yeah. Whoopi wouldn't be on it if it weren't for Barbara Walters.
But why is Jenny even asking?
No. Barbara Walters was.
Yeah.
Jenny Barbara
was
Walters
watching.
When she was.
Oh, Jenny observed that
right.
Barbara
yes.
said, hey,
yes.
I used to do
yes.
Right.
Sorry.
And
okay.
Whoopi
I
used
misunderstood.
To shoot Barbara Walters down.
Got
yeah.
it.
I don't know if you saw the video yesterday, but Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter, Wild Stallions, they're in front of the Hollywood Bowl talking about how it's a venue that they've never played, but Bill and Ted 3, Face the Music, is probably going to be shot this summer. So look for it in theaters in 2020.
Love it.
Yeah.
So exciting. Those movies, I mean, yeah, that
yeah,
was so
were,
cool.
Yeah, they
when
were
I was,
great.
I mean,
I agree.
Loved it.
Yeah.
So are 1 and 2 available for viewing somewhere?
Oh my goodness.
Jeez.
Get out. We went, okay, by the way, in the 640 Schmig, you can listen to it in podcast form, but we talked about the greatest movies of the 90s. There's a list, and we went through it, and all of us have pretty much seen like 8 or 9 out of the top 10, and Lance has seen 5, because he Hildebranded most of them, including
Shawshank.
Pulp Fiction and Shawshank Redemption. Yeah, you get an F+ on this one.
Okay.
Just saying.
Jen's really mad at you.
Oh, I'm just not in a great mood today. I apologize. Jessica Simpson, by the way, had her baby Birdie made 10
you,
pounds,
Tim.
13 ounces. And there's
I was like, no, Jen's always like this.
Whoa.
No, I defended you.
There's a lot more online at Y98.com. Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers, this new trailer for season 3 of Stranger Things, and Quentin Tarantino's trailer for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio together. It's the Charles Manson film. It's going to be crazy town. That's the Schmig. More online, and Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
All right, westbound 270 in North County, that crash after West Florissant is gone. It's been cleared from the left lane, and that's been a little while, 10, 15 minutes or so. Maybe I'm a little high on that, but...
Celebrity birthdays today. We got a couple good'uns.
We had some snoozers yesterday.
Let's start with...
Not based on anyone that was responsible for it, just not great birthdays yesterday.
Right. Okay, how old is Kevin Federline? Okay. Britney Spears' ex and dad to six children.
I'm going to say 43.
That's what I was going to say. I'll say 44.
42.
That's what I was going to say, so I'll say 41.
41. Ah. All right. How old is Ferris Bueller? Matthew Broderick.
The Ferris Bueller will always be 18.
And yeah, right.
I say he's 53.
I'm sorry. I was going to say a little older, 57.
You got it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
I say too.
All right.
So I wonder how old he was when he was
that
Ferris
young.
Bueller.
Yeah. He had to be like 20 something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think I saw Mia Sara was way younger than the rest of the cast.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, she was actually the age of a teenager, and the rest of them would all hang out and have fun, and she was just a teenager.
Yeah, right.
He would have had to have been about, what, 23, 24 when they did that movie?
Yeah.
And she went on to marry Sean Connery's son.
That's right.
Wait, and what's his name?
Jason? Sean Connery's son?
Well, what's his name?
Junior. We named the dog Indiana.
Speaking of famous sons, how old is Clint's son, Scott Eastwood?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either.
34.
I think he's around my age.
Is he?
Yeah.
I wasn't. I have no idea.
So 26.
Like he just became popular.
37?
Yeah. Did you guess, Tim?
39.
I'll say 38.
Courtney, you were one off. He's 33.
Oh, good. Right.
And happy birthday if you're celebrating on March 21st.
Live from downtown.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.